Welcome to the Sugar Cube Podcast, a podcast hosted by Andrea Ayers. This podcast features episodes with Sugar CRM's administrators who implement our sugar solutions to inform and excite them about all the sensational ways to help them become champions for success. Happy Halloween. In this episode, we're going to give you a Halloween treat, 7 things you didn't know you can do with sugar. Oh my goodness, this first one is really good. If you don't use it already, you really should. First, did you know you could use sugar to call and message customers using Sugar Live? Sugar CRM offers an excellent tool to help your business manage customer communication, and it's called Sugar Live. Sugar Live is a multi-channel tool that lets customer service agents or sales reps in any industry communicate in real time with customers. It's available in Sugar Sell and Sugar Serve. When sales reps or support agents are engaged in either a call or a live chat, relevant customer information is always available to them without having to navigate away from the page they're on. This is the primary benefit to Sugar Live because it puts the customer information at the agent's fingertips where it's needed when they're communicating. For businesses that use Sugar Live, they need to have an Amazon Connect account, which is used to route incoming calls and chats to the Sugar Live software. See the show notes for links to the Amazon Web Services page in the admin guide for details on how to configure this feature. To access Sugar Live, you must have the following. You need to have one of these editions: Sugar Sell Premier, Sell Advanced, Sell Essentials, or Serve. You need to have an Amazon Connect user account in the organization's Amazon Connect instance, and you'll need a web browser that's supported to use with Sugar Live. See the show notes for the list of supported platform pages, which will list the web browsers that support Sugar Live. Second, have you heard of a feature called email archiving? It's a great feature, and Sugar allows your users to archive any email that they send from any device using any application by simply adding a particular email address. When Sugar receives the email, it will create one email record and link it to all the records with that email address in the contact, accounts, and leads. Cases, if the email contains a case number using the case macro. Meetings, if the email has a calendar event or related matching invites. And opportunities, when the email is related to a contact, if the admin has enabled the related contact emails option in the opportunities panel on the admin page. How awesome is that? Creating this is also super easy for the admins too. It's only 2 simple clicks. Please refer to the show notes to access the email module documentation in the application guide. Third, have you ever had to sign a document online? Well, there's a good chance you were using DocuSign. Well, we have it in Sugar. Sugar DocuSign integration allows your users to send documents for electronic signatures directly from Sugar Records. You can request signatures on a document, view signature status, upload signed documents, create envelopes, and resend envelopes. Signature status and the signed documents are maintained with their original Sugar record, providing an uninterrupted workflow with Sugar. Use the documentation link in the show notes to walk you through how to use DocuSign integration in your Sugar instance. For more information on how to use DocuSign, please refer to the show notes for a link to the documentation on the DocuSign website. Fourth, in case getting in front of the desktop is like a Herculean task during the work from home day, you can always stay updated with the help of the Sugar CRM mobile app. The mobile app allows you to be on the move and look at how things are running. The easy-to-use interface and the no-code configuration for admins are certainly another boon. Available in the App Store and the Google Play Store. Use the link in the show notes to see a quick demo of the app in action. Fifth, Sugar provides a simple way to allow visitors to your website or any other online location to become a lead in your Sugar instance. You can create a web to lead form in the campaigns module and add the generated HTML to your website. When visitors to your site complete and submit the form, their information is entered into Sugar as a new lead record. You can qualify the lead and use the information to generate more opportunities for your organization. Web to lead forms are not available for Sugar Serve users, but for more information on license types and the functionality available for each type, refer to the license type matrix documentation. Sixth, Sugar Maps is our integration with Microsoft Bing Maps. Provides your users to quickly see which records are near each other. Plot records on a content-rich map and generate driving directions between records. Sugar Maps allow you to see the location of the record or records on a map, map directions between records, map directions between records and your location, filter records by their proximity to a zip code, filter records by their proximity to another record, share map data using email, and download map data as a PDF. And finally, the seventh treat. Did you know you could access documents you store in Dropbox, Google Drive, or Microsoft OneDrive from the Sugar's Cloud Drive Dashlet? This dashlet lets you download, upload, and copy links to files, allowing your documents to stay synced in real time. In the show notes, I've added the link to the documentation for the Cloud Drive Dashlet, which will show you how to set up the necessary connectors and provides and step-by-step instructions to use the Cloud Drive Dashlet. I hope you have a happy Halloween and you found these seven treats helpful to you and your users. Thanks for listening and stay sugar sweet.